We're live. Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the March 25th, 2024 meeting of the University City City Council to order at 6:30 p.m. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember Hills.
Here.
Councilmember Fuller.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crowe.
Here. We have a little echo going on, if someone could help us with that. Thank you very much. Before you have the agenda during the study session. We ask if anyone had any changes. If there are no changes to the agenda, may I have a motion to approve the agenda? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson, seconded by Mr. Fuller. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The only proclamation we have is for a service that I believe Ms. City Clerk has for us to sign. Am I correct? And we'll move through that ourselves. Before you have the March 11th, 2024 study session minutes, a summer camp update. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Ms. Klein. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Mr. Smotherson abstains from the March 11th, 2024 study session. On the March 11th, 2024 regular meeting minutes, is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Fuller, seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no appointments this evening, nor do we have swearing in. We will move to the citizen participation section of the agenda. Each citizen is allowed 5 minutes. When you come forward, please give your name and address. If you came in a little bit later, the sign-up sheets are right over by the door. You can speak on non-agenda items at this time, and then if you speak on an agenda item, we will call you at the time that agenda item comes forward. The first request we have to speak this evening is Mr. Frank Ohlendorf.
Thank you. Thank you. My name is Frank Ohlendorf, 8128 Cornell Court in New City. I would like to talk again about the police station in the annex. And Gregory, you made my day with your announcement. You made my year with the announcement recently that we're taking bids on that new police station in a few days. To me, it's the most exciting, most important project in U City in decades, although some might argue Costco is more important. To me, to get the finest police station we can for the finest police department anywhere, it's extremely important. And I do, again, want to congratulate Gregory as city manager, after 40 years and four predecessors trying to get to this point, you've gotten us there, so thank you. And also to Terry for helping to bring the community together around this project. Oh, there are some that still aren't in full agreement with the location. Even they are fully in agreement that this project must go forward. I think there is still room for a couple of minor adjustments that would make the project better for the citizens and better for the police. One is to leave the existing public parking lot, where most of us park this evening, open to the public. The police need a secure parking area for their vehicles and the police cars. That should be in front of the police station, not behind it. We need to make that police parking area secure, but make it in front of the police station, not behind it in the public parking. Another change would be to delete the new entrance to the old library. The plan calls for a new entrance on the east end, facing east, facing the back of the new hotel. We have a perfectly good accessible entrance on the south side of the old library. It's the entrance that's been used for Senior Citizens Center and many other gathering events for many, many years. That access is available and has been. Delete the proposed new entrance on the east. It'll save you about $500,000. Second, when you, we should keep the existing public entry to City Hall, the entrance that most of us came in this evening. We parked in the parking lot. We came in the entrance that's right next to my old parking space, right now occupied by Gregory. That should remain the public entrance to City Hall. Not closing that to the public and having the public come in the new police entrance. The proposal now is to build a new entrance to the police station with a new lobby, and that's where citizens coming into City Hall as well as the police station enter. First, we don't need that. We have a perfectly good entrance to City Hall for you and I from the parking lot. Second, to tell us that we can't park there anymore, we have to park behind the new police station and come in the police entrance is a waste of money. We don't need a new public entrance. It's also substantially less secure. Don't tell me that whenever I come to City Hall, I have to come through the police department. I don't want to come in through the police department. I want to come in where it's convenient and safe. The Missouri Chiefs of Police Association for years has been advising us that we should separate the public entry to City Hall from the police entry. Don't combine them. So if we delete delete the new entrance to the lobby to the police, delete the new entrance to the old library, you'll save about $1 million. You won't delay the project, and it'll be more secure and more convenient for all of us. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. That concludes our this section of the public comments. Are there any members of council who would like to make comments at this part of the agenda? Hearing none, we have no public hearings. The consent agenda is items number K1, K2, and K3. We have a request to speak on item number K2. So prior to going through the consent agenda items, I would ask Mr. Fox to come up and speak on agenda item K2.
Hello, my name is Patrick Fox. I live at 1309 Purdue Avenue. For clarification, I also serve on the Parks Commission in University City. If some of you recall, I came before you in November to discuss some concerns about surveillance cameras in parks not being run through the Parks Commission. You all voted to move forward, which is fine, on the guise of it being a public safety matter, which I find rather interesting considering the quote was from early October and there were two meetings they could have attended. But despite that, that is fine. We also received assurances that a member of the police department would attend one of our future meetings. And in fact, they did in February. So imagine my surprise when I see yet again on the agenda that there is a talk about putting camera surveillance equipment in a park, when I thought we had a shared understanding of we all want to work together on public safety, and whenever possible, we could interweave the workings of the police department without compromising any sensitive information with the boards and commissions. We serve in very much an advisory role. We understand that. We are not decision makers. But it is also helpful you all want our perspective. As someone who takes time out of their life to volunteer on a board and commission, and yet again is put in a position where they feel like they are let known of things after the fact that it would be common courtesy to know about, is very frustrating. I also attended this month's traffic commission meeting for the first time and saw that there was a police put in place a parking permit plan without running through that commission. So this is not isolated. So I would just like to bring this to your attention because I really would like there to be a better working relationship with police leadership and a more lockstep advisory capacity in when we're talking about things that are in their area of expertise. That's what they're there for. So please do consider that in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We now have the consent agenda items number K1, K2, and K3. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Motion made by Ms. Klein, seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, this next agenda item asks that you receive an update on a few items. The first one has to do with the Third Ward, with the Housing and Third Ward Revitalization Task Force. I want to ensure that there is clarity regarding the use of at least a portion of the funding. If you recall, $10 million has been set aside for the revitalization of the Third Ward. Of that $10 million, $2.4 million will be allocated from parks and stormwater, which is restricted in use. And so I want to ensure that there's clear information that those funds can only be used for park or stormwater use. I think that there was some miscommunication that occurred at the last meeting. And so I will be asking Ms. Smith to provide the Housing and Third Ward Revitalization Task Force with just a very brief update at their next meeting that clarifies this issue. Second item I'd like to mention is the streetlight update. There was some conversation at a prior meeting regarding what our process is regarding streetlight, not just improvements, but maintenance. And so I've asked Public Works Director Darren Girdler to provide you with a brief update. Mr. Girdler.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. Good evening, Mayor, Council. Just as a point of information, we patrol the city regularly, once a week, as a matter of fact, at this time, for streetlights. We have a small crew that comes in very early in the morning and drives the city. Obviously, they can't cover all the streets every week, but we cover them. If we see it's broken and it's ours, we fix it the next day or within the week. If it's Ameren's, they're called the same day with a pole number, and they're usually communicating back to us that they've either got a, or they don't communicate when it's been repaired, but if they run into an issue like wires, they'll let us know. The only thing that slows my crew down would be a parts delay or equipment limitations, such as the bucket truck, which is quite large for some of these older, small neighborhoods, and it takes up the entire street. So when they're repairing, they're blocking both directions of traffic. So they have to do, they try to do that early in the morning as well. Given the resources we have, I think we do a pretty good job with streetlights. And if anyone ever has a complaint, please, you can call my office at Public Works or Ameren's information is on our website. Any questions?
Mr. Hales.
Just a a quick one. I realize you might not have the information, but do we have a number on exactly how many city-owned public streetlights there are versus Ameren's network?
We do. Okay. I'll have to get that back to you.
Okay, perfect. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. Excuse me. No, I just wanted to know, I don't have any questions for Mr. Gergler, but I would like to know from the mayor, do we have an opportunity to speak on the first comment that the city manager addressed? And let me know when that would be appropriate.
Oh, sure. Sure. Okay. If you're talking about the update, sure, you can ask questions at any point in time or comment.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I just wanted to be clear about that. Well, I just simply wanted to say that, and this is not for you, sir. I do apologize that. So I just wanted to comment about the city manager's correction about the misunderstanding that happened at the meeting, the open house meeting for the Third Ward Task Force. And then there really is no misunderstanding. And I simply wanted to say that I am one that at some given point in time, I'm the original person that started this whole process back in 2016. And from the beginning, it was always stated that $10 million would be put in, would be for funding for housing, not 7.6 and not 2.4 going to parks and stormwater. So again, there's no misunderstanding. I do understand that that's what's in place right now. And I'm hoping and look forward to the next task force meeting. And I'm hoping that the task force at some given point in time makes that recommendation to change that. And so that can be addressed with the city council. And I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Mr. Hales.
I just want to share that my recollection is quite different. And I believe as this was put together, this was part of the redevelopment plan. And what the city manager described is precisely what we as a body voted on after a rather lengthy period going through this. So I don't think there's any misunderstanding, and my understanding is precisely what the city manager shared.
Any other questions? I think we can always look back at the record and see what the votes that were taken and the documents that were signed and the documents that were put together and the clarity that they will provide everybody. Mr. Rose.
All right, Mayor and council members. The final item for the update is wanted Public Works Director Gergler to just give a brief update regarding MSD's cleaning of the channels. Mr. Gergler?
Thank you. There were two projects going on at the same time in our portion of the MSD area. There was a channel sediment removal project, which is the channel between Pennsylvania and Vernon, where it's a concrete, so it's improved. It's what they call an improved channel, and it curves a bit. And in the inside of that curve, it's dropped sediment over the years. A crew spent close to a month with some fairly small equipment, though, cleaning all that out. And I do not have a number on how much or the cubic yards yet, but we will have that soon. And as soon as we do, of course, we'll report that. And then the tunnel cleaning project. I talked with actually the Ace Cleaning today, and this project's a little bit bigger than they anticipated, is what the gentleman from Ace told me. So the last report I had was 600 tons of materials pulled out of the tunnel. I can't recall the cubic yards that converts to, but 600 tons of material is quite a few truckloads. Yeah. So I have invited them to come to an upcoming gathering if we would like for them to, and explain in more detail for us. But I couldn't get a couple of the answers today, and I'm sorry about that.
Mr. Hales.
So I think we all clearly were aware of what they have done. Are they planning to go to the other improved channels like behind Royal Bank, you know, from where it goes under Olive and then up and around and to the west?
Yeah, that, I don't know at this time. They when I contacted them today about the Pennsylvania Channel to get some statistics, the first response back I got was University City contracted with this contracting company. And as far to my knowledge and Mr. Rose's knowledge, there's no contract signed with that company through the city of University City. So MSD needs to do a little digging. And there's several of the people that could answer the question today were not available.
Okay. My experience having conversations both in this room and elsewhere with MSD at public meetings is getting two people answering the same question with vastly different answers. Are we still experiencing challenges with getting a straight answer from MSD? Because this kind of sounds like we haven't seen a great deal of improvement.
I don't know that we're seeing challenges in getting multiple answers. We're getting challenges in encouraging them to get in and get the work done. And they were at the soon-to-be new CEO was at one of our recent Stormwater Commission meetings, and mostly to talk about propositions, but he answered several questions about the cleaning and such.
Okay. I think it would be incredibly helpful not only to this body, but to everybody in New City to know exactly what their plans are relative to the cleaning that they're preparing to do. Because right now it seems like they've done two things, and that's great. And I applaud them for doing that. And 600 tons is clearly a very substantial amount of debris. But is that the beginning of it, or is that the end of it?
I believe that was pretty much the beginning.
Mr. Fuller.
We've talked about this in Stormwater Commission, but Mr. Gergler and I both saw the people that were cleaning out were not MSD. They were contractors from MSD. So I think that there's another part of our complication in communications.
But yes.
Both of those different, both, and they were different crews, different companies. So they were subcontracted. That's what the point is.
Anyone else? Mr. Rose.
Well, Mayor, if there are no further questions, I'll move on to item L2.
Thank you. The EDRST board, as you know, is appointed in its entirety by the mayor and then with council's approval. And so you have before you a large part of our packet, which I want to commend, similar to our planning commission, where we have a group of seven citizens who work with our staff to go through the applications from the businesses that have applied for these funds. This year, we had a number of applicants, and I do commend Ms. Smith, her staff, and the EDRST board for the amount of time that they put in discussing, asking questions, and going through all of these proposals. I know that we have a number of proposals here, and you'll see that the number does total up to quite a nice number to be able to invest back into our community. And so I guess I ask of my colleagues, are there any questions that you have of Ms. Smith, the city manager, or the EDRST prior to moving to approving the EDRST applications? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the EDRST applications as provided in the packet? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson, seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no unfinished business. We do not have any new business. Are there any reports from any of the commissions that any of the council members would like to make this evening? Mr. Fuller.
I have two items here. I'd like to report out the traffic as traffic commission liaison that at our March meeting, which was about 2 weeks ago, the commission, I don't know, appointed, elected Siri Moran to be our new chairman. And in that same vein, I would like to make it publicly, do a public thank you to Mr. Bart Stewart, who served on Traffic Commission for over 7 years, two terms. And most of that was as chairperson of Traffic Commission. Second item I have is out of Stormwater Commission. And this is simply, there will be a meeting, a public meeting tomorrow night at the high school library, not our public library, high school library. The University Heights Task Force Commission has invited one of our stormwater commissioners, Mr. Mark Holley. We're going to talk about the very thing that Mr. Gergler just talked about. The title of this presentation is the Dartmouth Tunnel Flood Model. And that deals with the difference between with debris in and debris out. And that will be at 7 o'clock at the high school. Everyone's invited. And that's what I have.
Thank you. Ms. Reese, do we have any other requests to speak this evening?
There are none.
If there are any other council comments, please feel free to share them at this time. And if no one moves forward with hitting their button, I will ask for a motion that we be adjourned. Is there a motion to be adjourned? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much for coming out this evening.